This is an executive summary of how to sell mineral rights and defer capital gains with a 1031 exchange, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Selling mineral rights can be a sound decision, to diversify out of a concentrated, declining asset, to simplify an estate, or to lock in value after a price run-up. But the sale comes with a tax bill that surprises many owners: capital gains, the net investment income tax, state tax, and the recapture of years of depletion deductions, which together can claim roughly a third of the proceeds. A 1031 exchange can defer all of it, but only if you set it up correctly and in the right sequence. The single most common way owners lose the chance is by closing the sale first and asking about a 1031 afterward, by which point the proceeds have been received and the exchange is impossible. This guide walks through the steps in order, so you keep the option alive and use it well. For the full deferral playbook behind these steps, see our complete guide to mineral rights and royalty 1031 exchanges. Selling a mineral or royalty interest is a disposition of a capital asset, so the gain, sale price minus your adjusted basis and selling costs, is generally taxed as a capital gain. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.